This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. States with the highest level of child abuse and neglect per 100,000 children are Arkansas first, Louisiana third, and Texas seventh. An average of 9.2% of American households don't have cars, but in the following cities, between a quarter and a half are carless. New York, 56%, D.C., 38%, Boston, 37%, Philly, 33%, San Francisco, 31%, Baltimore, 31%. Chicago, 28%, and Detroit, Motor City, is now 26.2% without a car. Federal contractors with over 50 employees are being asked to hire 7% of their workers from the disabled community. MoveOn.org, sued by the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana over a tourism slogan on its billboard demanding Governor Jindal expand Medicaid to the poor, won the case on free speech grounds, of course. Taiwanese protesters agreed to stop their parliament sit-in on a concession from the government that there would be more oversight over the Chinese in trade matters. Kansas lawmakers succumbed to court decisions and raised funding for schools, especially in poor districts, though they also ended teacher tenure. Maryland joined Connecticut in raising the minimum wage to $10.10 per hour. Advocates are warning consumers about predatory tax preparers. Only Oregon, Maryland, and New York regulate tax preparation. IRS requirements for testing and standards were rejected by the courts. Documents reveal that Reverend Al Sharpton was an informer for the FBI against fight promoter Don King and the mob. Controversy over high-frequency trading is raising calls for transaction taxes. A big fine is expected over Silicon Valley hiring collusion, where Apple, Google, and others stopped engineers from moving to other companies. Citigroup agreed to another $1.3 billion fine to settle investor suits over bad home mortgage bundling. Comcast's 50% share of broadband cable internet is expected to be a key issue in hearings over its effort to build monopoly in purchasing Time Warner Cable. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.